He's come from the heart of the church in the Holy Land to preach in the heart of the Catholic Church in England, London's Westminster Cathedral. Archbishop Fuad Twal, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, is in the British capital to celebrate Mass at the cathedral and bring more attention to the economic and demographic woes which the Holy Land's Christians have been facing for decades. At a talk following Tuesday's liturgy, Patriarch Twal was due to outline the challenges facing Christians and the impact of Pope Benedict XVI's visit to the region last May.
This is the first chance, really, that we can really have to assess the impact of that visit and to draw out from it the particular concerns, especially facing the Christian community.
John Pontifex is the press officer for the London-based Aid to the Church in Need, which helped organize the Patriarch's London visit. He spoke to Irene Lagan ahead of Tuesday's liturgy.
We know that the future of Christianity in the Middle East in large part hangs in the balance because of widespread immigration. And the difficulty there is that Christians feel under pressure from a number of factors. Poverty is one, oppression is another, and a gradual feeling of the decline of the influence of Christianity on the ground in society, which is making them feel that they should follow those many others among their community and go abroad to seek sanctuary, to seek a new life in another country. And this is raising big questions for the long-term future of the church there. You know, the Pope was very, very clear in saying to the people of the Holy Land, repeatedly he urged them to feel that the Holy Land is the place not only of their past, but of their future as well. And in various leaflets and other information at Aid to the Church in Need, what we've done is to focus on the center points, the key note speeches that the Pope made, in which he singled out the need for the Christian community to feel that they belong to the land, to the Holy Land. And if I may, I just quote a little bit from what the Pope had to say at one of his speeches, this one in Amman in Jordan. He said, "Fidelity," speaking to the people of the Holy Land, he says, "Fidelity to your Christian roots, to the Church's mission in the Holy Land, demands from you a particular kind of courage, the courage of conviction, the courage to work with other Christians in the service of the gospel, and the courage to build new bridges with people of different religions and cultures." So the Pope was really saying to them, to look, please, don't give up. And we want to echo that call on his behalf and enable Patriarch Twal to have the space to say that to us here in the West, in London.
Is this the first time that Fuad Twal will be visiting London?
It's the first official visit of its kind to London since he was made Patriarch in the summer of last year. So from that point of view, it has huge significance. Of course, he's been a coadjutor there for some years in Jerusalem, but this follows on directly from his being made the Patriarch.
Are Christians in London or in England aware of the situation of Christians in the Holy Land? And do you expect that this then will raise a lot of consciousness about their plight?
We are very lucky at Aid to the Church in Need in that we have a very generous support base, not only in terms of their willingness to be supportive of the projects that Aid to the Church in Need is developing under the aegis of the Patriarch, but generous in terms of their solidarity. And it's with that in mind that we had the confidence to go ahead and mount this fairly major program for him. And we expect a good turnout at the at Westminster Cathedral on Tuesday, the 8th of September at 5:30 for the Mass that the Patriarch will celebrate, and for the talk that will take place in the hall directly afterwards. So we're confident that will be well received by people, and we hope that that will provide a springboard not only for greater awareness but also for people feeling that they themselves can actually do something to help, particularly by supporting some of the projects that Aid for Church Need has in mind, but also through the very powerful effect of prayer. This is a time for, in a way, for people to feel that they can join hands across continents and work in solidarity with those Christians less fortunate themselves and who are feeling increasingly isolated in their own country. It would be a tragic situation if in our lifetime we were to see the gradual decline of Christianity in the birthplace of Christ.
John Pontifex is the head press officer for the London-based Aid to the Church in Need.